The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. I am inspiration, a spirit which gave life to a dead world. It is dead again, and again life will be breathed into it. I have a claim to uniqueness in that I have kept alive a language for centuries while the nation speaking it has emerged from oblivion to become leaders of civilization. I remain forever bound by a standard by which excellence in literature may be judged. I am a miracle of purity of style, of wisdom and truth, and I encompass all knowledge within me. The depths of my knowledge is deeper than the deepest oceans. My pearls and corals are beautiful, matchless and endless. I have the answer to all questions. I have the solution to all difficulties. And I am the cure to all illnesses. I am unique. I am amazing. And I am magnificent. What am I? I am the glorious Quran. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, this month of Ramadanul Mubarak is the month of the glorious Quran. This is the month in which Allah Azza wa Jal sent down this amazing revelation. And its depth of knowledge, its miracles are endless. Subhanallah. And the reward for reciting this great book of Allah Azza wa Jal are so magnificent that they are beyond our comprehension. In a month which is so sacred that the reward of nafil acts are the same of the fara'iz, and the reward for the fara'iz is equal to 70 fara'iz, subhanallah, multiplied 70 times. How amazing is that? Now in this month, we all need to love and cherish and honor the Quran. But how do we do that? Is it simply by putting it in a high place, wrapping it up in a nice gilaf, and every so often thinking about it? There was a king who sent a letter to one of his servants. And the servant received the letter. And he said, I'm so honored, the king has sent me a letter. So he took the letter. He put fragrance on it. He wrapped it up in a nice piece of cloth. And he put it in a high place. And then every morning, he would feel happy that I've got this letter in my house. The king has written to me. After some time, the king sent a messenger. He said, I sent you a letter. I haven't received a reply. And the person said, O King, I've honored and respected your letter. I've put fragrance on it. I put it in a high place in my house. And the king said, O foolish man, in that letter were orders and commands for you. You needed to read them. You needed to act upon them. I wanted you to do things. And yet you simply honored the letter by putting it in a high place. That isn't good enough. And that is just the example of a worldly king sending his servant a command. Allah Azza wa Jal, the creator of the heavens and the earth, has sent to me and you the commands in the glorious Quran. And the amazing, amazing personality who brought this was a walking Quran. Subhanallah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of creation, the one for whom the worlds were created. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, the creator supreme, gave us this amazing miracle, the most amazing miracle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yet, today, we have time for everything else, but we don't have time for the Quran. Now, some people say, I haven't got enough time to read the glorious Quran. And yet, when it comes to social media, and we look at our phones, and there are apps which tell us how much time we've spent on each thing, and we see that we actually spend 2 hours browsing the net and on social media sites, and then we spend 2 hours sitting in front of the television. 14 hours a week browsing the net and social media, that's a minimum. And then 2 hours a night, 14 hours a week, actually sat in front of the television. But then, when you ask the same person, you've spent 28 hours between your social media, your browsing the net, and your television, how much Quran have you read? And he says, I didn't have 5 minutes to read the glorious Quran. The reality is that we did have time. We just didn't prioritize this amazing gift that Allah Azza wa Jalla had given us. We didn't put the Quran on the top of our list. We didn't realize that this was a treasure of blessings. We did not realize that the solution to our worldly problems lay in the recitation of the Quran. We did not realize that the difficulties that we were facing, the solution to those difficulties was in the ayats of the glorious Quran. We did not realize that the ailments and the diseases we were facing, the cure to those was in the glorious Quran. Today, we look for our solution everywhere else. We look for our cures everywhere else. But the one place we should be looking, we don't look. And that is the glorious Quran. Some fortunate ones take out the Quran in the month of Ramadan and they start to recite it. Only a little. And after a few days, they get tired and they close it up and leave it there till next Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. The Quran was revealed in Ramadan. But there was nothing to say that that's the only time you read it. The Quran is the essence of our existence. It tells you how to live your life. It's your conversation with Allah Azza wa Jal. It is your relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is your relationship with the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. And so your worth is judged by the amount of Quran you read, by the amount of Quran you understand, and by the amount of Quran you implement in your life. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us all the ability to read as much Qur'an Pak as we can in this Ramzan Mubarak. Ameen bijahin Nabi Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.